Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I's, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody. This is Tiffany with Women of Redneck and I's and Redneck and I's Radio. It is 7 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday, October 26th. We are just literally a few days away from Halloween. Right now here in Ohio, we are sitting at 67 degrees. Actually, I'm lying because I don't think my thing updated. I'm going to say, okay, 52, and of course it's cloud. It's been cloudy all day, raining here 90% of the day, and Greg was just outside a little bit ago and said it was raining again. So we just can't get away from it, but it's a typical fall day, so kind of got to deal with the rain, I guess. So coming to you today, you know, just a chit-chat like we always do, but I want to talk a little bit about the truck show that is coming up at Arkansas. I know we have a couple of our drivers that are actually going to be there, and it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, we're hoping that some more of us can get there for next year when they do it, because we think it will be an actually, you know, nice time and fun. So, because some of the things that they're doing is really interesting. They're having a, you know, show and shine, but they're judging on how shiny your tires are. What's up with that? And that is being done by Bullsnot, promoting that and being the sponsors of that, I should say. So I know Taylor Barker, he's been talking a lot about it, and you guys all know who he is. But we've been talking a lot about that show that's coming up in Searcy, Arkansas, I believe it is. So I'm actually trying to pull up more of it now. I guess I should have had that up before. I wasn't going to talk about it right away, but, you know, that's how things go for us around here. But it's American Truckers Jubilee. So I think it's going to be a great time. And I've heard of other people going out there before. So what do you guys think? Because they are doing a light show. They are doing, let's see, what else was there? The show and shine. They are doing a judging of, you know, of your lights too, along with that. So it's going to be very interesting. So I'm really kind of anxious to hear what, like, Holly has to say about it, because I know she's going to be there this weekend, because I believe it is the, 27th, 28th, and 29th, or it's the 28th, 29th, and 30th. Something along those lines is when it is. Okay, let me see if I can, sorry. Okay, there we go. All right. Let's see. Oh, look. It's got its own special group, too. I don't want to join the group for that right now. Not if I can just get to where I seen it on regular Facebook earlier this week. But, we'll get there. So, with that being said, like I said, it's going to be a lot of fun, because we have some of the sponsors that they have for it is DPF Regeneration, which we all know Miss Hattie. She is a big, big supporter of all drivers. And she actually sent me a screenshot of one of her new business cards, which I asked her to get us some of those so we can hand them out as a group, because she has been part of us for so long. And then there's Bullsnot with all of their stuff that's going to be there. Road Pro's got another sponsor. I'm trying to remember some of the other ones that I've seen with sponsors for them. But Taylor Barker's going to be there. He's going to be one of the performers. And I believe, it's October 29th and 30th, so it's a two-day show. Hennef is also one of the big sponsors, DPF. But I believe Bill Weaver was supposed to be there too, but I think he ended up having to, you know, cancel because of something else that came up. So, but it's still, and Paul Mallhofer is going to be there. And of course, you know, there's going to be some other big people, not really big, big people. Cripple Creek, I think, is another performer that's going to be there. So, but I think it's going to be interesting for everybody that does go. I mean, like I said, unfortunately, we're not going to be there because of, you know, the distance for us. But if you guys have any questions about the show or want more information, you can actually contact Lee Owens from American Truckers Jubilee Convoy. Let's see. I just found the page that I was looking for to give you guys some information on what's going to be going on for that and their whole thing. But, you know, even though we are Redneck and Ice is not going to be there, we still encourage you guys all to go, you know, because, heck, we're truckers. We all need to be there supporting each other. And it's for a good cause. You know, all the truck shows, I don't want to say all of them, but the majority of them, we want to say that they're for a good cause. They are being put on for a reason, just like Truckers for Hope. It was put on for a reason, and it was for cancer research, I think is how it was. I can't remember the exact name of the foundation right off the top of my head right now, but I'll get that to you. But they're actually doing theirs out there for, Children's Hospital in Arkansas, I believe that's what it is. Okay, here's the schedule of events as of what I'm looking at right now for that show in Searcy. They're going to be providing a fire pit. How cool is that? And that's the American Truckers Appreciation Party will start at 5 p.m. And now this is on the 28th of October, so this Friday. They'll have hot dogs and the trimmings along with chili as well, soft drinks and tea, along with some Bud Light will be provided. Yes, you can bring your preferred drinks, it says. Thanks to DPFforGeneration.com for Friday night's party. So Ms. Hattie is sponsoring that party for Friday night, which is awesome. Friday's entertainment will be a tag team event with Marie Norris and Taylor Barker and Cripple Creek as well. Saturday, there's going to be a driver's meeting at 10:30. Registration is from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. on Saturday. $50 for bobtail, $100 for combo, $100 for vendors, $25 for automobiles, $20 to be for the light show, and $20 for the tire shine competition. So those are things you'd have to pay to be involved in. And I believe the registration, when they're talking about, that's to just get on the property and be at the show. But I'm not going to, you know, guarantee that's what that means. That is the way I'm understanding the way this is written. Okay. Tires must be dry, nothing on them. Y'all will be provided bull snot shine, a bull. Place is a $500 and a trophy. Second place is $250 and a trophy. Third place is $250. And a trophy competition will start at 12:30. To get registered trophies and judging by Bullsnot, prize money by DPF for Generation. Light competition will be after the convoy parade. All contestants will leave lights on to be judged. All other lights out till judging is over. Trophies provided by Bullsnot and judged by Bullsnot. 12 p.m. show begins. Open prayer by James Hodge will do the honors and 12 p.m. till 12:30 introductions. 1 p.m., and I believe this is all on the 29th, maybe. It's a little, when you read this, it's a little confusing trying to get the gist of what all they're talking about because it's kind of like back and forth. Let's see, 1 p.m., Marie Norris music will perform, then following her will be Taylor Barker Music. 4 p.m., we will auction off the first 5 spots in the convoy to benefit the Children's Hospital in Little Rock, Arkansas. There will be a box that you can write down your bid and place it in the box and give out trophies to the automobiles. That's a nice idea. 4:30, they will do a raffle and draw the lucky number for the 50-50 drawing, and the 50-50 will start off with a $500 and increase as tickets are brought are bought, interesting to see how much they will grow. For American Trucker of the Year, there will be buckets in front of only registered trucks. One vote is 25 cents. Now you're battling for American Trucker of the Year, $500 cash by DPF Regeneration and a trophy. More votes, better your chances. So bring quarters, dollars, bills, dollar bills will work too. Our five winners of the convoy will line up to gate exit to start off our first annual convoy. After those five winners are declared, don't worry, we will still have a police escort. No drinking before convoy or you will not move, period. Then we will return to the fairgrounds, do our light show competition, enjoy the rest of the Saturday night listening to Cripple Creek and Paul Mallhofer. Sunday, October 30th, James Hodge will deliver a message to those that want to gather for the Word of God. Then at 11 a.m., trophy ceremony begins, and we will all say our annual or our final 2020 goodbyes and start preparing for 2023. Next year, Lee will be adding his wife to the American Truckers Jubilee Administration. So there you go. That is pretty much all I can tell you about it because that's what they've read about it or wrote about it. But a couple of the other people that they have, like I said, there's going to be Wilkins Truck and Chrome that will be there. You're going to have Roadworks Manufacturing, Road Pro. So it's going to be a pretty big show. I'm hoping for them. And also, hopefully we get some feedback from some of the people that are going to be there. So hopefully by next week, we'll have some of them on. They can tell us what went on and how things were out there. Okay. So, talking about truck shows. Any other truck shows you guys know of that's going on here in the next month or two? I know we're starting to get to the end of the truck show season because of the weather and, you know, the holidays and everything come up. It kind of gets everybody off the subject of truck shows, which is good because it gives you enough time to relax and spend more time with your families and not being at truck shows on the weekends or during the week or whenever they may be. So, but as I have said before in the last couple weeks, we're going to be giving away things every night to new callers. Somebody that's never called in or hasn't called in for quite some time, we'll be giving them something from one of our sponsors. So make sure you tell your friends and tell your people to call in at any one of the shows Monday through Friday, either on Ed's show or my show. And on the 23rd, I believe is the date we decided on. Yes, the 23rd, we'll be giving away a headset to one lucky caller. Now, it doesn't have to be the caller of that night, but it's going to be from everybody that's called in all week long or all month long, basically, a little over a month, actually. So make sure you guys give us a call to check it out. And just, you know, chat with us because here at Redneck and I, we're not here to just, you know, talk about everything trucking. You know, sometimes we get on different subjects and we all just start chatting about anything and everything. And that's what we're here about, just to be here. So our other drivers and truckers out on the road have somebody just call in, you know, if you're having a bad day, give us a call. Heck, you can email us or send us a message on Facebook. And if you're having one of those days and you don't have somebody to talk to and you just need somebody to vent to and somebody that understands where you're coming from, send us a message. One of us will gladly call you and talk to you and, you know, reach out to you and see, you know, what we can do, just kind of help out with anything. Okay. So as I was looking earlier online, I ran across, and we all know how much we love all these autonomous trucks that are coming out, right? I say that with a lot of sarcasm in my voice. You just guys can't understand or hear that very well. But in Texas, there is a furniture company, which is a very, very, very large company. They're all over the world. IKEA Home Furnishings. They are the latest company to use the driverless trucks. And again, like I said, in Texas. Now, this was just updated on the 25th. Okay. So that would have been yesterday. I had to look and see what the date was. Okay, it says IKEA, the Swedish maker of popular ready-to-assemble furniture, is the latest company to test driverless truck deliveries in Texas using the Kodiak technology. The pilot program began in August and includes a Kodiak autonomous heavy-duty truck transporting IKEA products 7 days a week between IKEA Distribution Center in Baytown near Houston and a store in Frisco, which is located near Dallas. The self-driving truck has a driver behind the wheel who picks up a loaded trailer at the distribution center each morning and oversees the autonomous delivery to the store by late afternoon. It says, we are proud to be working with Kodiak to achieve our ambitious goals of being at the forefront of innovation and building capabilities for future transportation, said Darius Morkitz, I think that's how you pronounce the last name, category area transport manager for IKEA supply chain operations. Kodiak's technology will contribute towards our objective to put the driver in focus in the transition towards automated transportation and towards our road safety agenda. I am sorry. You know, every time I think of an autonomous truck, do you guys remember that one movie where all the trucks came to life and was killing people, running them over, pinning them in? Yeah. And the name of the movie just totally just, you know, left my head. So it goes on to say, Kodiak has adding new lanes. These include the recent announced launch of the commercial operations between Dallas and Oklahoma City and service between Dallas and Atlanta. Kodiak has been delivering freight daily between Dallas to Houston since mid-2019 and delivering freight between Dallas and San Antonio since mid-2021. Okay. Now, this is the part that I always like the best, okay, is when I read one of these articles and then there's actually a comment. Okay, this comment, because there's two comments that are here, this one says, that crap, other words, will never work. You will always have to have a driver in the truck, so you will have someone to blame if that truck crashes so that it is not a fully autonomous truck. And on the other hand, that will never work without a driver in the trucks. So you need to quit bull crapping everybody. Yeah, because that truck doesn't know what truck. Well, I mean, they can put the satellite stuff on it. So I don't know. And another one goes on to say, so if autonomous truck crashes, still have a driver to blame. Autopilot vehicles and autonomous trucks will fail. The culprit will be situations that happen in the blink of an eye and no brain attached, which is true. So, and it's kind of crazy how many people are, you know, actually think this is a good thing to have these autonomous trucks. You know, you're talking about, you know, 80,000 pound vehicles fully loaded driving down the road with nobody in there. And then you have these cars that are autonomous cars that people are in, and they were sleeping in the car while the car was going down the road, and it crashed and they died because they had it on autopilot and it was driving itself. Well, hello. Even planes don't use autopilot all the time. Okay. But also, you know, another company that is, you know, going to the self-driving truck firm with Kodiak as partner with them is Warner. So be on lookout for them ones too. Okay, here's another. Pilot teams with Kodiak to provide autonomous truck services. So Pilot is now going to be joining with them too. Pilot teams with Kodiak to provide autonomous truck services. So I'm wondering, let's see what it says here. Pilot company recently announced a strategic partnership with Kodiak Robotics Incorporated, the self-driving trucking company to develop autonomous truck services at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. Pilot Company and Kodiak are creating an autonomous truck port in the Atlanta area to evaluate potential services offerings and explore scalable solutions, according to a statement from the two companies. These services will include providing space to pick up and drop off autonomous truckloads, conducting inspections, maintaining and refueling trucks, transferring data for processing, such as feature development mapping. Okay, stop right there, because just like that, conducting inspections. If these are autonomous trucks, and yes, they say there's going to be a driver in there, okay, just in case anything happens. But one day, those drivers will no longer be in there. So are they still, who's going to be doing the inspections? They still have going to have people along the road and, you know, when that truck has to stop, or does that truck even have to stop and do, you know, a quote unquote safety break? These are questions that I haven't heard any answers to. And if you're using autonomous trucks, why would you be have to refuel them? Why aren't they using battery and solar and, you know, heck, why not? Okay, so it goes on. To strengthen the ability to work together, the pilot company has invested in Kodiak and will join the company's board of directors. Oh, Lord. Pilot company is committed to providing best-in-class services to its customers today and going forward, says John Tolley, Vice President of Strategy and Business Development at Pilot Company. In making this strategic investment, we understand that our customers have a need for real solutions to help address the growing demand to move goods, and Kodiak is a strong leader in the autonomous trucking space. Okay. Oh. I'm sorry. I know I just stopped abruptly, but it went into a whole nother thing. Okay. So that is what Pilot is going to be doing, you know, when it comes to being part of the Kodiak system and company. And it, like I said, it's kind of scary to even think that they're going to be on there doing this and being part of that. Heck, Pilot can't even keep the coffee makers running and creamers and sugars everywhere at every truck stop. And they're going to be part of the board of directors for Kodiak, the autonomous trucks. Sheesh. Okay, if they say so. All right. Okay, let me see. There was a couple other things I've seen that I thought was kind of, okay. I was trying to find, we were talking to Donnie earlier, and he was saying he heard where they were trying to get rid of, or talking about getting rid of the ELDs. So I was looking to see if I'd seen anything, and I'm not sure where he's seen it at. But,
about ATA.
Oh, Greg just hollered something about ATA. So I'm going to have to see if I can pull that up real quick, because I'm kind of curious to see if that is true, because it would be really nice if it was, because it would actually, you know, work to help a lot of people. Because I don't know about y'all, but I'm not fond of them, and I know a lot of the older school drivers, you know, eventually everybody knows you have to update your truck usually. So when you go to get a new truck, you're automatically, you're stuck in, you have to have an ELD. So, whoops. Oh, sorry, I was pulling up and it came up with something weird. For the ATA, but you're going to be stuck with the ELDs, which is one reason why Greg sticks with his older truck. My dad sticks with an older truck, and some other people we know stick with the older trucks. So they don't have to have an ELD in there because, you know, all you're having is somebody dictating you to tell you when you have to do whatever you got to do. Okay? Let's see. There we go. That's what I want. Okay, I'm pulling up the American Truckers Association, which is the ATA, as we all know, to see what it says about getting rid of the ELDs. Let me see if I can find anything on here. I didn't think about it, you know, who he said did. I was just kind of pulling up some of the places that I get news feed from in the trucking industry. So, let's see. Sorry. Let's see. I'm not seeing anything so far. So that's something I'm going to have to do some research on and find out exactly where it's at, because I'm not going to waste all this time trying to find it now and see what I can do. And I'll get something posted to our website or our Facebook page to see what we can find out. Because it's kind of got me wondering now, is this something that they're actually going to do? Or if it's just something that they're talking about, you know, kind of one of those. Not sure type things. I know I'm stopping in this section sentence here because I'm trying to see if I can find anything, but unfortunately not. So, okay, let's see. All right. I'm done with that. We're moving on. Okay, so I want to take just a quick minute, and of course, as always, like to thank our sponsors. And this week's show is, as always, sponsored by DPF Regeneration. And we know we all can't get enough of Miss Hattie Jean and the things that she does for all truckers, not just us here at Redneck and I's, but as you see, she helps out many drivers with many shows that they do or go to and sponsors for many things. So as always, we like to thank Miss Hattie Jean and DPF Regeneration. And WeBakeThem.com is her website. And if you want any type of, I'm pulling up her new card here, DPF filters, DOC catalysts, SCRs, one box units. They do complete reman service and aftermarket and OEM parts too. So you can call 800-634-3010 or email them at info@dpfregeneration.com. So check them out. Get a hold of Miss Hattie Jane and tell her, say, hey, I heard about you on Redneck and I's radio. And she will definitely get you some information and talk to you more about the stuff.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Like Ed said, plain and simple. Okay, so what is everybody's idea for Halloween? Do you guys decorate your trucks since you're in them most of the time, or do you just drive and not worry about it? I know some places that I've seen different companies has posted about sending in your pictures of your decorated trucks in order to win stuff or win prizes and stuff like that, I think, which is kind of cool. But I really do think, you know, I would love to do that, but most of the time on the holidays, just like for Christmas and Thanksgiving and Halloween, most of the time, Greg's home, so we don't do anything. We keep saying we're going to put lights on the truck for Christmas, and we never have. We got the stuff to do it. We've never done it. So maybe I can get him convinced to do something this year. We put bows on the front, but that's been about the extent of it. So maybe now that he's got the big, you know, people pusher on the front, maybe I can get a big, you know, wreath put on the front and decorate it and lights and see how he goes for that one. I think it would be pretty interesting to do and but just to see how everybody else does their trucks and see some of the crazy stuff Greg showed me earlier, which I'd seen it, where somebody took a crazy looking baby doll and attached it to the airlines between the truck and the trailer. And it would be kind of creepy if you're going down the road and you see it, especially at night. And if it has glowing eyes, can you imagine how creepy that would be? So, and we've seen people with skeletons in their, you know, the passenger seat and things like that. So it's kind of interesting to see exactly what people honestly do. So, alrighty. So we're at the half hour mark. So we got just, actually a little over a half hour, just under a half hour left of the show. So let's see what else we have here. Okay. Oh, I'm pulling up some trucker news here. Oh, yeah, this is something we, you know, all can get used to, or I can't say get used to, but we're going to have to, unfortunately. I think it's just the way it's going to keep going up. It says high fuel prices top annual list of trucking industry leading issues, which we know it has been since when? 2020? All started going up. So, and we all know why, but not getting into politics, we're going to stay out of that. Okay, record high fuel prices are the number one concern of the trucking industry as determined by the annual survey of top industry issues, bumping the driver shortage from the top spot for the first time in 5 years. Last year's top three issues were driver shortage, driver retention, and driver compensation. The American Transportation Research Institute's 18th annual top industry issue reports was released Saturday, and its overall top 10 issues include. Okay, you guys ready for these? All right. 1, fuel prices. 2, driver shortage. 3, truck parking. 4, driver compensation. 5, the economy. 6, detention and delay at customer facilities. 7, driver retention. 8, CSA, the FMCSA safety program compliance, safety and accountability. 9, speed limiters. And 10, lawsuit abuse reform. However, drivers and motor carriers had differences of opinions on what the top issues are. So that there that I just read, that is what, you know, American Transportation Research Institution says is the top issues. Now we're going to hear what the drivers say the top 10 issues are. And I want to see if you guys agree with this. Okay, this is drivers' ranking of the issues were 1, truck parking, 2, fuel prices, 3, driver compensation, 4, detention delay at customer facilities, 5, speed limiters, 6, the economy, 7, hours of service rules, 8, electronic logging device mandate, 9, driver training standards, 10, transportation, infrastructure, congestion, and funding. There was even a different outlook between company drivers and owner-operators as to what were the top issues. And we know those are going to be different because owner-operators, they pay for stuff all themselves. Company drivers, yeah, they're going to see a little bit of a cut in their pay, but they don't have to take care of the maintenance of the truck. They're not actually paying the fuel price, even though, you know, being a company driver, even though you're not paying for that fuel, they're still taking some of that off you because they could, you know, drop the rates on the loads or something to kind of offset some of their costs. I'm not sure, but you know, these bigger companies, when it comes to company drivers, they can do that. They've figured it out and they have something to spin it and make it look like, no, it's not happening that way. We've caught a few in the past, so, okay. Company drivers ranked driver compensation as their top issue, followed by truck parking, and detention and delay at customers' facilities. Owner-operators' top concerns include fuel prices, truck parking, and driver compensation. In the last year's survey, driver compensation and truck parking tied for the top spot amongst drivers. Well, you guys all know when you're out there, and whether you're on an e-log or not, you know, when you do go find a place to park, you can't find a place because most of these people, you know, these drivers that are on e-log, they start in the morning, they start their 11 hours, you know, or 14-hour day, whichever you want, however you want to look at it. But by the time they park, it's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So now they're parking earlier in the day and they're leaving out of the truck stops earlier. So you guys that don't have e-logs that can run just about, you know, any hours, I don't want to, no, let me rephrase that, not any hours, but you can, you know, do it your way, the way I can put it. Anyways, y'all know what I'm talking about. So when you go to park or anybody goes to park, there's no parking. Because everybody's working basically the same schedule because most of these companies are not working at night, where a lot of people like to drive at night, you know, and do all their work at night, where other ones want to drive during the day. So it's just rough. Okay. Motor Carrier's top 10 issues were somewhat different. They included, and I'll remind you, this is the Motor Carrier's, driver shortage, driver retention, fuel prices, CSA, the economy, lawsuit abuse reform, insurance costs and availability, diesel technician shortage, detention and delay at customer facilities, and number 10 was truck parking. That kind of surprises me. They dropped the truck parking that far down. But I guess since they said, you know, driver shortage is number one, so why would truck parking be an issue if driver shortage is what they see as the big problem? Okay, more than 4,200 trucking industry stakeholders participated in this year's survey, including motor carriers, 39%, truck drivers, 47%, and the industry stakeholders, including suppliers, driver trainers, law enforcement, and others, at 14%. The ATRI's list is a true reflection of what it was like to be a trucker this year, said the ATA chairman Harold Summerford Jr. High fuel prices and finding drivers were two of the of our industry's biggest challenges. Challenges made more difficult by the economy and the continued lack of truck parking. Thankfully, the ATRI doesn't just tell us what the issues are. It provides a number of possible solutions that decision makers can use to address them. Here's how the AYTR arrives at its list of top issues. The survey asks respondents to select their top three choices from a list of 28 critical issues and subsequently rank their top three preferred strategies that corresponds to each selected issue. Written responses were allowed for both the top issue and the strategies. ATRI then developed a top 10 list using a formula that assigned weighted values to respondents' ranking of issues facing the industry. An issue ranked by a respondent as most important received 3 points, while an issue ranked second received 2 points, and an issue ranked third received 1 point. The sum total of points for each issue generated the prioritized list of top industry concerns. For example, the number one issue that was the one receiving the highest number of points. Additionally, the analysis utilized an industry concern index, the ICI, to illustrate in the relative level of concern from one issue to the next. The top ranked issue received an ICI of 100, against which all other issues were indexed. For example, an issue with an ICI of 50 was half the level of concern as the top issue. Okay. So, and then if you want a full report, you can find that at the ATRI's website. Okay, I'm not going to pull up the full report unless you guys want it, and I can actually pull it up and put it on our Facebook. Okay, and this same guy that had something to say about the autonomous trucks also has posted on this. This Hugs 2907. There's three comments in response to this report. Okay. There is not a driver shortage. On the other hand, it is a major driver turnover, and these mega carriers cry driver shortage because they can't retain their drivers because of the BS they tell them. And what these mega carriers need to do is look at their dispatcher and planners, because they don't care about the drivers. All they care about is moving freight. They don't care about the driver's needs. And how I know this is because I worked for three of the mega carriers. So if you want to retain drivers, start with your people in your office. Amen, brother. Ain't that a fact? But a quick way to get rid of them is by your drivers is by the people that work in your office. Okay, Richard, I don't even know what's all in his name here. So this is another driver that posted. It's sad that truckers won't use my patent idea, a flag fuel saver. It creates a turbulence behind the trailer and eliminate the vacuum between the van and trailer. By eliminating the vacuum, it will save you money on fuel. I have tested it. It is true and not a scam. If you say so, because that just threw me, you know, I can understand what he's talking about, but okay. There is no qualified driver shortage. There is a shortage of people willing to tolerate how drivers are treated. For every active driver out here, I can find two who are not driving anymore. I can believe that. Okay. That's actually kind of a nice, lightens the, gives us how they figure out how they rank everything. I kind of like that a little bit there. All right, let me see. Let me look here. Okay. All right. All right. Hey, guess what? This is something, you know, those of us that like the older trucks, this is a good one that you're going to like to hear. Autocar celebrates 125th anniversary. And this truck they have showing on here is, must have been one of the originals. Actually kind of cool. I may have to share this article later. Okay. So truck maker Autocar celebrated its 125th anniversary Friday, October 21st. I didn't even think they were still making trucks. I know my uncle had an auto car and another friend of ours had one. So it was pretty cool to see. They, you know, a little different. Okay. Exactly 125 years ago, Lewis Simple Clark introduced the world to the auto car, number one. A few years later, the early company evolved into producing tools for the vocational truck industry with the introduction of the double rear reduction axle, an engineering innovation still used today by today's auto car for select applications. Okay, today's Auto Car LLC remains 100% American-owned company. It assembles all of its trucks in the U.S. and is headquartered in Birmingham, Alabama, with an additional manufacturing location in Hagerstown, Indiana. For well over a century, the Autocar brand has exemplified innovation designs, agile custom engineering, and purpose-built severe-duty trucks that continue to shape America's vocational truck industry, said Andrew Tietz, chairman of Autocar LLC. Since the brand's humble beginning in 1897, Autocar trucks have been automotive pioneers ahead of their time. In 1899, the auto car name was introduced on the first commercially available motor truck in the United States and even marked America's first electric truck in 1923. Today we celebrate the auto car brand embodying 125 years of customer excellence and the formidable reputation it symbolizes. We value our customers, staff, and communities for their unwavering commitment and support as we look forward to a bright future of doing what we do best, building badass vocational trucks that keep America moving forward. How cool is that? And this truck is like, wow, just completely crazy looking. And it's actually, you know, this looks prehistoric, but it is pretty, it's, wow, okay. Back to what we were talking about. Okay, so that's kind of cool to know, but like I said, I didn't know that they were even still in business. And I know Greg's probably already Googling it to find out, and, you know, that's just what he does. All right, here we go. That dreaded white stuff that we've all been not wanting to see. Winter outlook, warmer in the south, colder in the northwest and western Great Lakes. I know we got snow not down here in our area, but up north of us they had some snow, and it didn't last, but there was snow. I mean, enough to where it actually coated the ground, but it was gone later that afternoon. Okay, this year, Lanai returns for the third consecutive winter, driving warmer than average temperatures from the southwest and along the Gulf Coast and eastern seaboard, according to the National Oceanic and Atmosphere Administration's Winter Outlook released recently by the Climate Prediction Center, a division of the National Weather Service. Okay, starting in December through February, the NOAA predicts drier than average conditions across the south, with wetter than average conditions for areas of the Ohio Valley, Great Lakes, Northern Rockies, and Pacific Northwest. So I guess I better get the snowblower out and get it all primed up and ready to go. All right, the forecast says the greatest chance of warmer than average conditions are in Western Alaska, the Central Great Basin, and Southwest extending through the Southern Plains. Warmer than average temperatures are also expected in southeastern U.S. and along the Atlantic coast. Below normal temperatures are favored from the Pacific Northwest eastward to the Western Great Lakes in the Alaska Panhandle. Precipitation. Forecasters say wetter than average conditions are most likely in the Western Alaska, the Pacific Northwest, and the Northern Rockies, Great Lakes, and Ohio Valley. The greatest chances for drier than average conditions are forecast in portions of California, the Southwest, the Southern Rockies, and the Southern Plains, the Gulf Coast, and much of the Southeast. Remainder of the U.S. falls into a category of equal chances for below, near, or above average seasonal total precipitation. The NOAA forecasters, in collaboration with the National Integrated Drought Information System, continue to monitor extreme ongoing drought conditions that have persisted in the western U.S. since the late 2020s, as well as parts of the central U.S., where historic low water conditions are currently present. Drought conditions are now present across approximately 59% of the country, but parts of the western U.S. and southern Great Plains will continue to be the hardest hit this winter, said John Gottschlick, chief of the Operational Prediction Branch, NOAA's Climate Prediction Center. With the Lanai climate pattern still in place, drought conditions may also expand to the Gulf Coast. Okay, and see where we're at right now. They're saying we're leaning more to 40% to 50% chance of, you know, above normal. great. So we'll see. All right. Well, that kind of talks a little bit about the snow that we're going to be getting. And I know that wasn't really a lot about trucking, but it kind of comes back onto what we are talking about with our trucks and things. We all need to be on the safe side when it comes to that, because with the weather starting here, the turn nasty in some parts of the country already, we just got to be ready for that. Okay. All right, so we are down to just under 10 minutes left of the show, and I'm just going to tell you, I like the radio shows we do, and I like being able to talk to people, but when there's nights like tonight, and the only one that is on is Greg, and he's sitting up at the kitchen table, it's just not that much fun anymore. So we really need to start getting more drivers on here to talk with us and hang out with us. So you guys need to reach out to all your friends and all your other driver friends, because I understand a lot of people don't want to talk on the radio. But if you're driving and you're listening to your radio anyways, why not just dial us up and listen? There might be something we're talking about that you needed to hear and you want to talk to us. So all you have to do is say, hey, yeah, I want to listen. I want to talk to you. I have something to say about that. And hit that number one button. So with that being said, I'm actually, you know, really considering, I thought doing these radio shows on Wednesday would be a great thing for different women drivers out there to reach out and say, hey, and talk to other women drivers and correspond more that way and talk about life on the road and what happens with you when you're out there. But we just don't get that. We don't, you know, which is okay. I understand. Not a big deal. I'm not going to fret over people not calling in and listening to me and BSing or whatnot, but it is getting to the point where it's starting to get a little old. So with that being said, I'm going to bring the radio show to a close tonight because I am to the point where I don't have anything else to talk about since I can't get anybody to, you know, chat with me. So I want to get with another one of our great sponsors here, which is LTR out in Denver, Colorado. Load to Ride is a great company. They have some pretty colorful trucks, and they will actually be out there at Searcy, Arkansas at the truck show.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneck and I's. Redneck and I's.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and eyes.
All right, we're down to 5 minutes, and I'm going to call it closing up for the night. Get on with the day. So, if you guys are out there, take it easy. Be safe. It is Wednesday. You still have a couple days left of this week. If you're coming home on the weekend to spend time with your family and see your kiddos or grandkids or nieces and nephews out there in their crazy little costumes, snap a picture, send them to us. We'd love to see it. So this is Tiffany with Women of Redneck and I's on Redneck and I's Radio on the Unplugged Network. Calling it quits for tonight. And we'll be back here tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern with Ed on Redneck and I's Radio. Be safe. And keep the wheels on the ground.